You're listening to iWine Radio.
Hi, my name is Merrill Williams. I'm the editor and publisher of Maine Food and Lifestyle Magazine, where we connect our readers and people who love Maine to the people who produce the food we eat here in Maine. You can read more about our magazine at our website, www.mainefoodandlifestyle.com.
Hi, this is Paul Packle, author of A Double Scotch. You're listening to Lynn Chamberlain on Wine and Dine Radio.
Wine Enthusiast magazine has recognized Maine-made Cold River Vodka as one of the top 50 spirits named to the National Magazine's annual selection of top domestic and international spirits. Cold River Vodka was rated top on Wine Enthusiast Spirits list this year as the only classic, meaning 96 to 100, highest recommendation rating for vodka in 2008. And if that's not enough, Cold River Vodka received a double gold medal at the 2008 San Francisco World Spirits Competition. And, of course, that ubiquitous spirit author, F. Paul Packelt, named Cold River Vodka the best American vodka of 2008. Joining us today is Chris Dow. Chris is partner and head distiller at Maine Distilleries. Maine Distilleries is the only ground-to-bottle distillery in the nation, which is a very cool concept. Chris, thank you for joining us today. It's a pleasure meeting you.
Well, thank you for having me, Lynn.
Have you been a distiller your entire adult life?
No, I haven't, actually. I started actually in the medical field and then went on to sell medical equipment, and then I started, after doing homebrew for about 10 years, started building breweries across the country, and that's what I did for the last, or about 15 years before I started this project and became a distiller. I started distilling in 2003.
So when you say you were building breweries, you mean breweries, beer breweries?
Yeah, actually, mostly brew pubs and small micro-bottling plants. From Maine to California.
Did you design any in North Carolina where I live?
I did not. I didn't go any farther south than Virginia.
Okay.
Most of the stuff we did was up in New England, Northeast area, and the Midwest.
It's such a curious profession and passion to be interested in designing breweries. What was it in your life? Was it something in college? I mean, what was it in life that you really caught the bug?
I loved beer, and I loved making beer. I was an avid home brewer for years, and decided when I saw this micro brew pub craze going east and coming to the East Coast, I decided that I wanted to get into it and be part of it. I was going to build my own brew pub in Yarmouth, Maine. That project I worked on for about a year subsequently fell through, and I was asked by one of the manufacturers out of England if I wanted to work for him and build breweries across the country. And that started in about 93, 94, and I did that for a few years and then started my own company and did the same thing, designing and building small breweries.
Are you a born and bred Mainer?
I am not. I'm the only one of the four guys that started Cold River Vodka that is somebody from away.
So where are you from?
I'm from Connecticut. I grew up in Connecticut. I moved up to Maine in 1986 when I met my wife, who is from northern Maine, who comes from a big potato growing family in Caswell, Maine, which is up in the county up north.
Oh, is her maiden name Thibodeau?
No, actually, it's St. Pierre.
St. Pierre, okay.
Yep.
Okay, so...
The Thibodeaus, that's Lee and Donnie, are two of my partners that are also from the county. They're from Presque Isle, and they grew up there. Their father used to run a large potato exchange. And had a farm at one point, and the rest of their family is all part of the potato growing industry or in it.
And we should say, because we haven't led into that, that not only is Cold River Vodka from Maine, it is made exclusively from potatoes.
Yes.
So what kind of potatoes? I mean, when you go in the grocery store nowadays, you can buy a lot of different varieties of potatoes. Do you make the vodka from one particular variety, or is it a blend?
We have, we've gone through, right now I think it's 11 varieties, and we started with about four or five. We've experimented with 11. We have found three or four that we really like, and these are white potatoes that are high starch, which is important in trying to be more efficient in the distillery, because that's what we're trying to do is convert the starch to sugar and then convert that sugar to alcohol. So we want as much of that sugar starch to start with as we can. So we have two or three, four brands that we use.
Now, when you say converting, this is sounding like brewing. So do you take the potatoes and basically make a beer out of it, and then from the beer you distill it into vodka?
Yeah, what you need when you make alcohol is what we would call a sweet wort. And in brewing, it's called a wort. And all that is a liquid that has sugar in it that the yeast can eat. We make it out of mashing potatoes. We mash potatoes and add water to them. We end up with a potato soup that's up to the consistency of milk.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That we use for our substrate, and we ferment that out.
Okay.
Which only takes a couple of days, and okay. We end up with what we call potato wine that is about 9% alcohol.
Oh, what does that taste like? Potato wine?
Our potato wine is horrible because all it is potatoes and water and alcohol. So there's no sweetness to it. There's no beauty to it. There are some nice potato wine recipes out there that add some fruit to them and that you can actually enjoy drinking it.
Okay.
We're really just trying to make good alcohol, and then strip that alcohol out of that wine to make the vodka.
Describe to us the taste of your classic, meaning unflavored, Cold River Mountain Vodka.
It's a medium-bodied, very smooth. I consider it probably one of the smoothest in the world. It has a slight caramel, or people call it caramel or vanilla, nose to it, which is completely different than anything else that's out on the market. It hits you. You have a sweetness that sort of comes on as it goes through the mid palate, and you end up with this finish that has just a slight bit of sweetness. When I say that, it's not really sugary. It's just this slight sweetness, and that sweetness is what helps curve off that ethanol and make that a smoother vodka. As you probably know, or I don't know, but most vodkas, or all the vodkas you ever tasted, had sugar added to them.
Oh, whoa. I didn't know that.
At some point in the, yes, when they do the mixing in the end, they always add a little bit of glucose.
Just to balance it.
Yeah, it rounds off those hard edges of ethanol. If you drink ethanol in water straight, it's very, very harsh.
Okay.
And by giving it a little sugar, you're sort of coating the tongue, and you're sort of giving it a little warmth and smoothing off those hard edges that you have from that ethanol bite.
Okay.
With our system, with our process, we don't have to do that.
Because of glycerin? Is it glycerin that makes it sweet?
No, glycerin is actually what they use to thicken it up.
Okay.
So you use a lot of groups will start with ethanol, a grain ethanol, which can be very thin.
Yes.
And they'll put a little glycerin to thicken it up, so it has a little bit of body.
Oh, wow.
That's what they use it for.
Okay.
So, and then there's other herbs that some other people will add, and that's to help give it a smoother flavor or a nicer taste. We don't have to do that because when we ferment potatoes, you cannot ferment all the sugars out of it. It's impossible. I don't know anyone in the world that's doing it.
Okay.
And essentially, you have a little bit of sugar left over, and that makes it through all of our three three distillations. So we end up having a little bit of sugar left in our distillate, just a tiny bit, but that's enough, and that's about the same amount as what other people are putting in their grain alcohol to help smooth it out.
Oh, that's terribly convenient. And I should mention as well, before we run out of time, that you also have produced a Cold River Vodka, Blueberry Vodka, which is most most amazing. And Chris, I am going to have a file that people can download with recipes and a link directly to the distillery so people can learn more.
Wonderful.
Chris Dow, Cold River Vodka in cold, cold Maine. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Lynn. Very nice talking to you.
Enjoy that martini, but don't get in the car and drive afterwards. Cheers.
Hi, I'm Robert Hess. I'm one of the founders of the Museum of the American Cocktail down in New Orleans. And on your next visit to New Orleans, I highly recommend you check out our exhibit and see about the history and nuances of the cocktail. You can get more information at www.museumoftheamericancocktail.org.
Hi, this is Michael Bauer, Executive Food and Wine Editor of the San Francisco Chronicle. To learn more about the great Chronicle Cooking School classes, contact sfgate.com/food.
This is Stephen Olson. You can find me at akawinegeek.com. You can listen to Lynn on Wine and Dine Radio.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iwineradio.com.